What's going on, everybody? It's your boys here back at Select Start. It's me, Russell, your probably third favorite co-host, because the other two are much better than me.
What's up? It's your boy, Gavin, aka Gilded Age, your third favorite co-host, because the other two are much better than me.
What up? It's me, Caleb, aka Caleb, your favorite.
Oh, I'm breaking the trend.
We saw it coming. We said,
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, so guys, seeing as last week Caleb got us all to download Lost Ark, I definitely can say that I've had a little bit of experience watching, you know, playing with my friends and seeing other classes so far. What are the actual characters y'all have? Caleb, you first.
So I've just been playing my main sharpshooter.
Do you have any others?
I have, I made a paladin, but I haven't played on it yet at all.
Okay, so you have a sharpshooter and a paladin?
Yeah.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
All right, so I have a problem with
Everyone's
games.
Got, like, five different
characters. I have a problem with games like this, okay? I want to play all the classes. So I have a level 26 Deathblade. I think Deathblade is it.
Deathblade is the right. Yeah.
I have a level 15 Paladin, or not Paladin, Bard that I was, because I was playing with someone, so I made it. I have another Bard on my main server that I play on that's like level 13, and then I have a Paladin that I haven't played on at all.
It's funny because you play Paladin in D&D, but you haven't played Paladin at all.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I have two characters, both pretty much the same level. I got past like the first dungeon or so with both of them. So like, you know, they're both 15, 16.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My main is a striker and my other one is a Deadeye. And I can definitely say that like I after hearing what you guys said about the Deadeye being the best like 1v1 class. Early level, dude, like your guns have no abilities. You have nothing at all. But like I can 100% see why Deadeye would be the best. Because dude, you get three guns. You get three fucking guns.
Right.
You get dual wielding pistols, a fucking shotgun.
And a rifle.
And a sniper, dude. Like, what in God's name? Like, that sniper, too, by the way, you kite enemies. You get them to come to you. You just turn around, charge that sniper's ability up, and just wreck them in one hit.
I'm sorry.
That's insane.
I'm sorry, guys, for fucking Marzana. I don't know if y'all can hear this, but holy fuck, Marzana has the fucking zoomies.
Yeah, I can hear her. I can hear her calling.
Yeah, she is... fucking zooming, guys. I mean, she's running, doing circles. Oh my god. I'm sorry, but this shit was so funny.
I think I'm gonna have a lot more fun with the striker. Obviously, you know me, guys. I'm the monk boy.
Yeah.
I have a lot more fun playing with the striker. But I'm starting to realize that if I was gonna play Deadeye, it's a crap ton of resource management. And like resource management.
Yeah.
You gotta have like your abilities and mechanics down really well.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm down to play with the party as a Deadeye. But like I am not gonna 1v1 as Deadeye.
Yeah, I see why Bard is considered the worst, because like solo leveling like a Bard, it's fucking hard. Like you have a lot of CC, but you are fucking squishy and you have like next to no damage. But it's a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, I feel like Bard is definitely like one of the best party classes.
Yeah, I think it's the best support class probably in the game, as it
it is the only healer in the game.
Yeah.
Bard is the only healing class in the game.
Paladin heals too, I think.
No, Paladin
has like an AoE healing for everybody. Bard like specifically does healing towards like targeted like friends.
Yeah, and one of the like special abilities, like the X and Z or whatever they are, one of them heals your entire party for 4% of your maximum health for like 16 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then like all the abilities have like a lot of immunity. So, like, there's one where, like, if you use it, like, you're just immune to physical damage. So, like, it's a heavy CC, though. Like, slows, pushbacks, stuns. Like, I 1v1'd a dude that was, like, level 23 or something that I was playing with because he wanted to 1v1. I was, like, level 14, and he beat me, but I, like, got him down to, like, half HP because, like, he just couldn't get near me because I just kept slowing him and stunning him and then pushing him away from me and stuff, so...
Yeah.
It's a fun class. I think it's probably my favorite class so far, but I really like Deathblade as well. Deathblade's a lot of fun. Yeah. It is really hard to hit a Deathblade. Like, they, you can zoom around, like, so much.
Yeah.
Of course, Caleb is absolutely...
No.
You hear me yawning over there?
All right. It's funny though, he's the one that said to download it, and he's the one that seems the least interested in it now, like, after right. playing it.
Well, it's just because I'm just trying to get back to where I finished in League last season, because it's been pissing me off because it's taken so long.
Yeah,
I mean learn how to multitask, dog.
See,
like, you can play multiple games, it's fine.
I haven't been able to play because of my new job, and I have to wake up at like 6 o'clock every morning, and I'm always tired when I get home, so I don't ever want to play, but I do want to jump into it more. It seems a lot of fun. I know some people said they don't like the game because it's like, I guess they said it's like super grindy, but I haven't really felt
like the leveling is like, so you get to 50, it's kind of grindy.
But that's any game.
Like, yeah, once you get to 50, though, that's when, like, all the fun stuff starts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but, like, that's the point, is you want to grind to get to that point. Like,
yeah.
I was talking to a friend earlier about Dark Souls because they're considering, like, because of Elden Ring, they're considering buying a Souls game. And I was just like, I mean, when you start early in a Souls game, it's terrible. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's awful. Like, you have to grind.
Like, yeah, unless you're like a fucking speedrunner that knows like every fucking mechanic to do, like, starting out Souls is fucking hard.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's why once you get through like your first playthrough or so, and you kind of get everything down, I think that's why Lost Ark will become really fun when you start actually trying other characters. With what Caleb said, get your main to like 50, and then level up everything else, because you get the free, like, power pass or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for those of you who don't know and you're playing Lost Ark, kind of confused, if you get your main character to level 50, you get what's called a power pass. And I'm sure that, you know, you see other classes you're slightly interested in, you can literally use that power pass to put your other character at 50 for just free.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, shit, nice.
Hmm? And I think that's a driving home mechanic and a driving home like factor in the game that gets people to play. And like y'all said, I mean, I haven't played really much. I didn't realize playoffs for IGL were going to start so quickly because I was going to actually spend this week playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I've got to start playoffs like this week. So I'm pissed because playoffs start now, and then next Friday, you know, Elden Ring drops, and I just got Lost Ark, and I'm just like, come on, man.
Too many good games, man.
I just want to play games, dude. I just want to play.
Speaking of esports, Caleb, what's going on with your fantasy, man? It's weird.
Calling him out.
Weird too, because you have pretty good players.
Yeah, it's just bad week, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I also noticed
last week I didn't lose like too bad.
Yeah, well, this week you didn't lose too bad either.
It was close.
You're the highest points out of all the people who have lost, so you're not losing by much. And I think what it is because this week that dude got,
I think my headset died.
Well, that
Evan, stop talking.
Okay, I understand. However, guys, in fantasy, I am 4-0. I haven't lost a game yet.
Okay, we're back.
But what I was saying is the game you just played against, whoever, he got like two lucky bans on you and two picks. So he got like lowered your points and boosted him his points as well. So I'm thinking that's why you lost that one, is if he wouldn't have gotten the bans and the picks, you probably would have won.
Probably.
And you didn't you get one of the Samsung Fast Fives too? I think you did. Pretty sure one of your...
I don't know what that means.
The Fast Five is the first...
I don't know.
First player to... 1,000 gold?
It's, here, I'll tell you.
Oh, 10,000 gold.
Fastest to 100 CS, fastest level 6, fastest mythic item, fastest to 10k gold, and fastest item transformation.
Got one, and then still.
But he got a ban on my ADC and a ban on my support.
That's tough.
My ADC got a lot of points too, so that kind of hurt.
The fact that you literally like got the Fast Five, and you like you got the little bump. Your ADC got a got a good carry or got a good amount of points, and the guy just still wins. That's just shitty.
Yeah, it happens.
It sucks, but
it's just for fun though, so I'm not too worried about it.
Exactly, yeah. You're having fun.
Yeah.
So I mean, you keep up with enough to like it. Just it's for fun, but you're also like watching too. You know, like you're also like I think doing things like fantasy it helps you like stay involved in the league, like in the game you're watching in. I don't really keep up with football. You know, like I know the Super Bowl just happened and the Rams won. So like, let's go Matthew Stafford for being what in the league for like almost 15 years and then finally getting a fucking Super Bowl. Like
Gavin over here though in first place 4-0.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you get the lucky pick, sometimes you don't, bro.
I also had a Fast Five as well. I think two of my players got it. Vulcan and I think, oh no, just Vulcan. I thought Jose Diodo got something, but
I didn't get a Fast Five.
You didn't?
Nope. Fast Five was fast 10k gold Johnson, which no one has. Fastest level 6 was it doesn't show anybody.
It's a free agent, that's why.
Fastest mythic item was Abadage, which was Lena 1 something. Fastest item transformation Vulcan, which was you. And fastest to 100 CS was Fate God with big ass.
Yeah,
I had a best of the week.
That's what it was.
Best ADC of the week. I had highest points.
You had
lost.
The best ADC in the week, and you still lost.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what is your luck, dude?
Yeah, no, that's some shit luck, man. Like, but hey, at least you weren't the worst team this week. Big Ass was the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
I did not have a best of the week, but I did win. Next, I'm against you.
You had biggest winner.
Yeah, I'm against you.
Caleb. This week, yep. Get ready to suck my dick.
Yeah, get ready to lose again.
But yeah, also, LCS. Second week of the official spring split. Happened this weekend.
What's the haps, Paps? Tell me now. Man, lay it on me.
Some spicy stuff going on right now.
All right, what's going on?
So, LCS.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, coming into week one,
mm-hmm.
there were some like clear, like teams that were like, oh, these guys probably going to be bottom of the pack. These guys are going to be top of the pack. But there's a few teams in the that were supposed to be kind of in the bottom middle of the pack.
That's
very surprising that are top of the pack, two of them, that are tied for first place at 3 wins, 1 loss.
Okay.
With they're like tied with like the probably the top three like big boy teams.
All right.
And so those teams that personally me, I was like super surprised are Dignitas and FlyQuest. Like coming into this to the season, like FlyQuest, they didn't have a very good lock-in tournament. Dignitas, they were okay. They made it to semifinals, I believe, but they didn't look that great. But they're 3-1, and they beat some of the big boys. FlyQuest, I thought they were going to be like absolutely terrible, bottom of the table, like last place type team.
Bottom of the table.
But they coming in to day two of this weekend. So Sunday, they were the only team that was 3-0.
Okay.
Unfortunately, okay. they lost on Sunday, so they couldn't get the 4-0. But still, being 3-1 after 2 weeks is pretty impressive for FlyQuest, I think.
All right. What's up?
And they're all tied for first with probably the three best teams right now, which are 100 Thieves, Team Liquid, and Cloud9. Then we got Evil Geniuses at 2-2, which kind of surprising as well. I thought Evil Geniuses was going to be one of the like best big boy teams, like at the top, like 4-0, 3-1 type team. Golden Guardians 2-2, not bad. Kind of what I expected. Immortals 1-3. Pretty much expected them to be okay, but not great. This one's kind of surprising, but also kind of not, because like their entire roster basically mid and bot lane are like all brand new. TSM 0-4. First time they've ever gone 0-4 to start. And TSM has the most titles in the league. And then they started this year 0-4.
That's wild.
And they are tied for last place at the bottom with CounterLogic Gaming, which CounterLogic, I didn't have much high hopes for them because they got like their starting bot lane is like Academy players from last year. I think they got some older players on the team, so we'll see if they bounce back, but FlyQuest and Dignitas. See if they can keep up the upward trajectory or see if they fall, but nice surprise.
Right. Yeah, I thought that too. Like, I was surprised Dig is doing so good, because I thought they were going to be, like, pretty bad. Like, I didn't think they were going to do as good as they're doing, and same with FlyQuest, but I am happy FlyQuest is doing good, as I love FlyQuest.
Yeah, I don't mind FlyQuest.
I like them because their jerseys are really cool. I kind of like
their jerseys that they wore this past week. I kind of thought they were ugly. They're like a weird pink color, and I don't know. I just didn't like them.
I always like their jerseys. theirs are always different than everyone else's, and I like that like they give a lot of money to like saving the planet and like planting trees and like all these really cool like charity things that they do. So I always really liked FlyQuest.
Well, Dignitas, though, I think a lot of their success is coming from River.
Oh, really?
Who came over from PGL, I think. It was like the
really
Taiwanese league or something. He had like a really good world show out last year, and Dignitas brought him over. He was on PSG Talon. And then they also picked up Biofrost and support, so I think he, with like his experience,
you know,
he's kind of a veteran in the league now.
It's funny you say that good. Because point wise, he's not doing too well.
Who?
River.
Yeah, but like his in game like aggressiveness and like helping like the team.
Yeah. That's fair. I think that's a problem with NA. I think that they need to be more aggressive because they're not.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty aggressive. Also, with FlyQuest, they got one of the like biggest veterans in the like entire game in Afromu this year. So I think with like all the young players they have, he's helped them like kind of guide them and step them up. Also, the first two games they played of the spring split, Kumo played Janna top smite. And that, I think that kind of helped him win too.
We also had some fun in RLCS, by the way. That up to date on that one, but we had you talk about the spiciness over here. We had some spiciness happen on the RLCS side.
Oh yeah?
Yep.
Ooh, bet.
We have two teams that typically would make a run for, let's say, the top spot. That would be E-United and Charlotte Phoenix. And neither one of them made it into the main event for Regional 3. So we have the team's Vibrance, who has come out of nowhere. They are now called, I don't know if it's A Crew or A Crew. The team
A Crew? I think it's A Crew. I think they have a Valorant team.
A K R E W.
Yeah.
Okay. So Vibrance. Yeah. Vibrance has now been bought by them. So they have a Rocket League team now.
Yeah. So I know A Crew because of Valorant.
All right.
Gabe's played against them a couple times.
Gotcha. They take the fifth spot in this top eight that they will be appearing at the Regional 3 main event. We have some common names up here. Rogue, of course, had to play close qualification. They took home first, went 3-0. Shopify Rebellion came back really strong, went 3-0. Both those teams are really, really strong and actually have a chance to get into the top six, top eight area range of the regional. Torrent and Xset are typical appearances. They usually like fall short of groups, or they sometimes make it out, but they usually don't get past the first or second. They usually don't get past the first round of lowers when they make it out of groups. I have no idea how to say the first part of this, but the Sonics, like Susquehanna Sonics or some shit like that. They it's same shit. They make it into groups. Sometimes they make it out, but they usually don't make it past lower round one. But RBG Esports, they haven't been around for a little bit in the regionals. They finally came back out. They're going to be at the main event. And what's crazy, what's honestly really crazy here, is Oxygen, who at the last regional just placed, like, I believe. Let's see. Oh, I'm stupid. I'm so stupid. I was looking at the wrong thing. I'm dumb. Leave me alone. Let me rephrase this. We had let me correct all my information. Rogue and Shopify. I remember why that sounded stupid. Rogue and Shopify are actually at the bottom. They almost did not make it out of closed qualifications for regional event 3. And A Crew fell short.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they had made it out, but they fell short. Team Almid, this one's new. Team Almid and then Random.
Team Almid?
Almid.
Almid.
Like Team Solo Mid, but Team Almid.
Got it. Like Team Almid, like nuts. Got it.
Almid.
Caleb, Almond.
I'm about to almond these nuts on your forehead.
Don't tempt me with a good time, okay?
All right, so all mid has made it through the closed quals at 6th. And randoms. And I literally, don't know who these guys are. they just made a team February 3rd.
Nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they just took third for the close qualifier. Sonics actually had an amazing showing this time around. They went 3-0, and then Oxygen had an amazing showing again. Charlotte Phoenix they came back, and so did Torrent. They came out. They're looking all right. But your teams that are the challengers for the top spots, Rogue and Shopify, literally barely skating by. They just clinched 7th and 8th. So they will probably be the lowest seed for their groups. But the funny thing is 100% they're going to make it out, right? You know what I mean? Like, these guys are typical second placers. And it's crazy to see, because this is it. I told you guys I'm going to, I'm going to go to the LAN in mm-hmm. March, and this is some of these people's last fucking chance. Points wise, you've got, it's a crazy amount of teams trying to make the major, and they're all trying to fight for spots 3 through 4, and Shopify has a chance. Rogue has a chance.
Oxygen. Say Shopify?
Shopify Rebellion, yeah.
So Shopify, the app.
Sure, but it's Rebellion. But I guess Shopify is who bought them. I don't know. but in group A is NRG, Random, Shopify, and V1. The three teams in group A, if they place well, literally have a chance to clinch points to get to the fucking major.
Yeah.
Group B, you've got all mid, FaZe, Rogue, and Envy. Rogue and FaZe 100% are the two teams trying to get the 3, 4, and 5 spots. In group mm-hmm. C, you've got G2, Charlotte Phoenix, Oxygen, and Sonics. G2, I think, actually just clinched their spot for the major this last regional. So Oxygen is the only team desperately trying to get into the top 6 to get to the major. And in group D, you've got Complexity, Space Station, Torrent, and Xset. The only team that has a shot in that group is Space Station.
Yeah.
But if they perform bad, all those other teams can literally cause them to not get a spot at the major. So it's crazy what Regional 3 has happened, what the plan or what the approach is here. Because group B, two teams have a chance to fuck up the other two teams' chance. In group C, three fucking teams have a chance to fuck up one team's chance. And in group D, again, three teams have a chance to fuck up one team's chance to get to the major. So it's after watching the owner of the organization I'm in, Hootie Hoo, I watch him on Twitch a lot in the morning. It's insane that what can happen. The what if factor of this regional. Now that I'm paying attention to points and stuff, I don't know if LCS works the same or not, but it's insane to look at it like that. Do teams just qualify on a points basis, or do they just you qualify or you don't? Do y'all know?
No.
No.
Okay, so you just watch, and then whoever's in the major is literally in the major. That's pretty much how y'all do it.
Yeah,
this is how it goes through. I got you. Got you.
Pretty much, yeah. I
I've never actually paid attention to the real the nitty gritty of the major league scene like this.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no. I that's what I love about esports is it's so different from everything else, and it's always so interesting.
But the crazy thing is the way it's done is almost exactly like traditional sports.
Right.
Yeah. It's all about almonds.
Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up.
Little update on my Pokemon journey. I caught another shiny the other day. I'm catching shinies left and fucking right.
Oh, it, yeah?
Sadly, though, it was a male Combi. So, if you play Pokemon, you don't want a male Combi. You want a female Combi so you can evolve it into a Vespiquen. And then, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go catch all these Combis. I shit you not, I caught like 8 of them. Every single one was a fucking male Combi. I just want a Vespiquen, dude. I fucking can't get one.
Vespiquen, dude.
That's sexist, bro.
Well, it's because she's the queen bee, so the queen has to be a female. Males can't be queens.
It says who?
Well, I mean,
are we shaming?
No, but bee-wise,
and the podcast, we accept
bee anatomy does not allow male bees to become queen bees.
Says who?
Says fucking nature. What the fuck?
Are you a bee?
I have been. I haven't been a bee in a minute.
I'm a bee. Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, and then next thing you know, we're about to get fucking copyright claimed.
In here, dude.
Yeah, we're about to get copyright claimed. Our podcast, this episode is going to get taken down. Just because of that.
But no, yeah, I got you. It's a Pokemon.
Yeah. A Pokemon yeah. thing.
But our Pokemon. Brother Connor, he's like already beaten the fucking game. Like he's so far ahead of me. Like I'm still lagging behind. He's already caught like legendaries and shit, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro's grinding.
Yeah, he's fucking getting up there.
Grinding.
I know he's caught one legendary. I don't know if he's caught any more, but I was like, damn, Connor, Connor, you've only had the a few fucking
he just yelled. My man said, get in here.
A few
Connor,
days
in
the game.
How many legendary Pokemon have you caught?
Yeah. My man's talking with his fruit
mouthful.
Man is talking with his
mouthful.
Yeah, the Zoroark.
Oh, Zoroark?
Yeah.
Zoroark?
Oh, easy.
He said that one was easy, Gavin. All get right. Wrecked. He said he caught like 6 of them.
Wow.
Really? There's more than, wait, they put more than one in the game?
He doesn't have any shinies, though.
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm guessing what it is he's not doing mass outbreaks.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from mass outbreaks. It's not a good thing, zombies.
What about something cool?
Okay, get on here, Connor. Come on, tell us about it. Hop
Russell
in here,
said,
bro.
Russell said hop in here and then talk about something cool.
Yeah, talk about something cool, bro. Get in here.
We're reading Fire Force manga right now. Okay.
So now he wants to talk about manga. He wants to talk about manga.
Oh, he's really into anime.
About manga. Oh, you want to talk about manga?
Connor, how many animes have you seen?
Plenty. He's probably seen plenty.
Like 6,000. Fuck. He's seen just about every single one.
170.
I believe. Did he do that My Anime List thing and
yep.
count them all out?
Mm-hmm. He has a list on his phone with check marks next to all the ones he's watched and a list of ones he needs to watch.
Never
heard of it. Some of my ones that a lot of people don't care. I see them on TikTok. A lot of my anime from TikTok.
Yeah,
he gets all of his animes from TikTok.
He literally
we can hear him, Caleb.
Exclusively watches anime.
Loud enough, close enough to the mic, we can hear him.
He doesn't watch like normal TV anymore. It's literally exclusively anime.
He keeps the TV at full volume and. What do you want?
You're just getting really quiet, and all you hear is "Onicha."
Nani?
Yeah,
right. Chilling. Next thing you know, everybody in the house is speaking in fucking Japanese remarks.
I know the Japanese version is better. English anime sucks.
Unless you're watching Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z is fine dubbed, but everything else.
No.
Some animes I prefer in English.
I tried to watch Dragon Ball Super and dubbed, and it was fucking terrible. I was like, nope, can't do this. I was like, Wiz sounds terrible.
Peace, but okay.
yeah, whatever. And I was like, they all sound stupid, so I changed it back to Japanese.
I like certain animes in English. Like My Hero, I like My Hero in English.
Nope.
Because of all
I can't watch anything in English anymore. Like, I've tried and it just sounds stupid.
And JoJo Bizarre Adventure.
Part two,
the one with where they go to Egypt.
That's part three.
I exclusively watched that one in English just because Matthew Mercer voices Jotaro.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I have to because it's Matthew Mercer.
Have you guys watched Vox Machina yet?
I have not.
I'm literally actually going to start that tonight.
Wait, what is that on? Amazon, right?
Okay. There's 9 episodes out now.
Okay, I will.
They release 3 episodes every Friday.
I will start it tomorrow on my lunch because I get an hour lunch, so I'll watch an episode.
It's really good.
Yeah, we know. You told us.
And I'll start. Yeah. I'll start watching it. But we've been catching up on The Righteous Gemstones, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I haven't started the new season yet.
It's so fucking.
You know, it's funny. We switched up. We went from games. You know, the brief anime talk because featuring Connor this episode.
Yeah. I'll put it in the title.
Yeah, featuring Connor and his anime input. Caleb, have you finished Archive 81 yet?
No, I'm on season 3, and I don't know. Season 3 is just kind of hard to listen to
because it focuses specifically on Christine and what's his face.
And Nick?
Nick, yeah. Nicholas.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's...
I tried to tell you beforehand, like, it takes a turn because they're coming at it from a different timeline.
Like, just listening to them talk to each other is just like, oh my god.
It's rough. It is.
And, like, Christine's, like, vomiting up the fucking tapes.
Yeah, she's throwing up and it's seawater.
Yeah, the best part of the season 3 so far was when Nick was in the payphone.
Right. Right. Like, shit got real. Hey, that shit got real, like, dude.
He was like, is there any alternative that they're like, you can cut off your left hand and leave it at the bottom of this phone booth. I'm just
like, you were like, wait, what?
Hello? Just casually. Yeah, just cut off your hand. It's whatever, man.
Dude, no, Gavin, you don't understand, bro.
Like, I actually kind of really liked season 2.
Right. After you finally listened to it?
Yeah, after like I started like listening to it, I was like, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I was like,
I haven't been able to catch up on any podcasts lately.
I was like, even though Dan is basically a human tape recorder,
this is
pretty cool. And you know, Rat,
Rat. That's right.
I kind of have this vision in my head that he looks like Peter Pettigrew.
Yes, same. I thought the exact same thing. I literally was like, he was like, just call me Rat.
Yeah,
like Peter Pettigrew looking motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly who you are. Like, he's like hunched over and just
right, like doing the whole hand thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and
thank you. I thought the same thing.
I kind of felt like Dan and Clara. And then Clara, we're gonna like get together. I kind of had like this.
Yeah, there's a fan pick of it. They talk about it in one of the end of the episodes and like in like the Q&As.
Yeah,
they talk about how people said that they were getting together.
Hold on, let me see what episode I'm on.
Yeah, I haven't been able to catch up on any podcasts because I'm on episode 4.
Episode
4
of season 3.
Hang on, Caleb. What have you been trying to listen to, Gavin?
So mostly what I listen to is the official podcast. I listen to Critical Role, Super Quest Saga. I try to listen to The Dive when I can. So that's mostly what I listen to.
I think you should definitely branch off and listen to like a fiction entirely podcast.
Yeah.
Because I did not think that Caleb was going to like Archive 81 as much as he has. I'm telling you, it's
it's really good, dude.
Yeah, after listening to Archive 81, I kind of want to try out some other fiction podcasts.
Yeah, when you get to the Deep Vault, they list like a whole name of them. I need to go back to the episode and
They're doing the Q&A, he lists a bunch of different podcasts.
Yeah, I need to go back and like write them down.
Well, because, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do everything they say in the podcast, forcing them to be a nonfiction.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
I mean, if you find a phone booth in New York and you hit a certain series of buttons and then lick the payphone, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Think I won't do this? I will go to. I will fly to New York tomorrow.
Licking the payphone is very important. It is.
Yes.
It is a very crucial step.
Yes.
I will put on a tongue condom and lick the fuck out of it.
No! I think it has to be like tongue on.
Well, did they specify this? Because if not,
yes, it is actually a specific step. You have to do it.
It says no tongue condom allowed.
Like no, dude. Like you really think we're kidding? Like no, it's specific, dude.
It's very like this whole third season is about like Christine and Nick doing rituals, and they have to follow the ritual like to the T or like. It'll fuck up, and they won't get like the desired result.
Yep.
Mm.
I'm telling you, like season three is wild, and I hate the fact that at the end of it, it kind of dulls down.
Yeah.
The last thing
I remember listening to was Nick and Christine doing the ritual where they had to do the big salt circle, and they had to.
The triangle, and then the square, and then the circle, and then the octagon.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I listened to that one already.
Okay. Okay.
This one is the one where they had to like bite their tongue and put blood into a wine glass, and then embrace each other and tell a deep truth.
Yeah,
and then the goats show up, and they have to kill the goat and eat its heart without throwing up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, no, Gavin, it's that specific. Like, it's literally that specific.
Well,
yeah, it's like, if you throw up, you won't have, the ritual won't be, like, completed right. And
it's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah, and it's like, if you do this right completely, you will have good health for the next 2 weeks.
Well, on another topic, do you guys read any manhwas?
What the hell is manhwa?
Fish in the sea?
No, it's it's Korean webcomics.
Webtoons.
Yeah, webtoons. They're
Honor has been watching a lot of Chinese.
Oh yeah, dude. Chinese anime goes fucking hard. Holy shit.
There's one that I don't know if it's specifically an anime or maybe just like a regular cartoon show for China, but it's called Scissor Seven.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's goofy as fuck, dude.
Daily Life of the Immortal King is fucking fire, and it's a Chinese anime. And then there's another one that's really fucking good. Like, their animation is insanely good. Their fight scenes are fucking awesome. But webtoon wise, if you read any, Omniscient Reader is fucking so good, and it's like picking up so fucking much. Like the character, the main character dude, he's in like this, the real world becomes this book that he's been reading for the past like 10 years, and he's the only person that's ever read it to the end, and like so he knows everything that's gonna happen, and he knows like the different like scenarios that they're gonna have to go through and like all the rules and stuff, and it's fucking wild. Like he's like slowly like changing the story to where he doesn't even like, he's slowly starting to not be able to remember or like be able to predict what's gonna happen, and everything is changing super fast, and he's slowly becoming the main character of this book that he read, and he's able to like use the fourth wall to like completely like null out like pain and shit, or like look through another character's eyes, and it's fucking insane. It's so good though.
What did you guys have you guys watched and finished the Book of Boba Fett?
Yes, super good.
I have not.
I thought it was eh.
A lot of people think that. I liked it a lot.
It was very anticlimactic and kind of boring.
I liked it a lot. Because
like the only cool thing the back about it was
story.
Seeing Grogu again.
So no spoilers, but I really like the backstory that it gives, and I really like the storytelling it does. It's not action-packed.
Cool, but it was like, yeah, it was very boring.
Yeah, it's not like super action-packed, but it gives a lot of like lore and background on Boba, on Mandalorians in general, on Jedi, on like a bunch of different characters, and I liked it a lot. I'm excited for the next season of Mandalorian.
I'm excited for May 25th, 2022.
What's that?
What's going to happen?
The very first episode of the Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay, hold on. Out. Is that on Disney Plus?
Yes, yeah. With Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen. Reprising their roles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna have to actually watch. I will watch an Obi-Wan Kenobi specific series.
Yeah, yes, it's gonna be good.
I will absolutely do that.
Gonna be
and I think also, Ahsoka is supposed to be getting a series as well.
Yeah, she is. Also, did you guys happen to see the trailer for the Lord of the Rings TV show?
Yes, I have not. Yes, I have. Gavin.
Dude, that shit looks dope.
Boy.
Really? Because I've been seeing nothing but negative. I've been seeing a lot of people say the costume looks stupid, the characters look dumb.
Because they're judging it so early, dude. No, that show is
fire. It looks pretty dope to me.
Hmm. I'll have to check it out. And Multiverse of Madness also had a trailer.
I was just about to
say haven't seen that one yet either.
I watched it earlier today. That looks insane.
I'm excited. I think it's going to lead to House of M. That's my prediction. Is it's going to lead us into House of M?
Is this Multiverse Madness or whatever? Is that
Doctor Marvel? Strange?
Yeah.
Then also another Disney Plus show coming out soon that also looks really freaking good. Moon Knight.
Oh yeah,
Moon Knight.
Dude, Moon Knight's gonna be good.
The fact that Disney Plus is doing Moon Knight is insane, bro.
The first episode is next month, March 30th.
You guys don't do you guys know much about Moon Knight?
I know tons about Moon Knight.
He's
Moon
basically Knight. Like Marvel's Batman.
No.
No.
Kinda,
no.
Sorta.
Not even.
So, the thing about Moon Knight is that he's basically borderline fucking insane, and if you've ever seen him fight, you'll know that
he has what, like 3 or 4 different personalities that come out.
Yeah, it all depends on like the phases of the moon and stuff, but if you watch him fight, he doesn't
he has these
block
personalities before he becomes Moon Knight.
So he doesn't like block. So like whenever he fought Taskmaster in the comics, he wasn't able to copy his moves because he blocks, and so Moon Knight just straight up doesn't block. Like if you throw a punch at Moon Knight, he'll just take it. Yeah, it's just like whatever to him, and then he just keeps fighting. And in the most recent comic of Moon Knight, where he got this major fucking power up. This dude took the Time Stone from Doctor Strange, took the Iron Fist from Iron Fist, took his Iron Fist powers, went and beat up, or I don't know if he beat up Black Panther, but I know he tried to take Black Panther's powers, but he wasn't able to. He took another character's powers as well. Like he just went through and like gathering powers, and then Thor comes to stop him and throws his hammer at him, and Moon Knight just stops it. He just stops his hammer mid-throw, and then he's just like, dude, this is made out of moon rock. Anyways, here's like 5 moons. I'm going to just throw them at you. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, Moon Knight, Caleb, is like what Deadpool would be like if Deadpool also used weapons. Like literal, like, tools, like Batman, essentially.
So he's like a mixture between, like, Deadpool, Batman, and, like, the Karate Kid, I guess? Like,
yeah, dude's fucking goofy.
Yeah.
Who are they picking to voice him, do you know?
It's Oscar Isaac is playing Moon Knight.
Okay. I don't know that person, let me see.
He's a pretty big actor.
Right, I remember seeing the...
He was in Dune. He played, like, the king.
Okay.
No, perfect. That dude's perfect.
Yeah, that's... Perfect. Okay.
He's
perfect. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's funny as hell, dude. He's perfect.
He played what's-his-face in Star Wars.
He played one of the Jedi Temple guys, right?
Poe Dameron.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How did I forget that? Yeah, he played Poe. Yeah, no, I like that. I think that's a good cast.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell, dude. I am so excited for Moon.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for the next phase of Marvel. I think it's going to redeem what Endgame was. So.
Well, yeah, because of the largest cast of, like, on-screen superheroes or whatever.
Yeah, that and, like, I have a really strong feeling they're about to drop like another like a Scarlet Witch movie, and it's going to be House of M, and that's going to be fucking fire.
Scarlet Witch is one of the main characters in new Doctor Strange movie.
Isn't she also supposed to be like dummy fucking strong?
Yeah, she is one of the strongest characters in all of Marvel.
So
yeah.
It's a little tricky. So, magically, she's very strong, but that's all she has.
Like magic carries and superheroes.
Like, if you distract, so have someone distract her, and then you just punch her, she'll fucking be out. Like, she'll just be out. Like, you win. Like, if you can knock her out, like, that's it. That's, like, her weakness is literally getting punched. So, like, she's strong. Don't get me wrong, like, House of M, Scarlet Witch is insane, like, she's really strong, but, like, it's also, like, really easy to beat her. Like, if you can get in close, like...
She's squishy.
Good luck getting in close, because of her chaos magic. She can make, like... She can warp reality, basically.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, she's literally able to, like, genjutsu. Right?
Yeah.
She's literally able to just bend reality to whatever she wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's strong. That's why I think, but her being in Multiverse of Madness is why I think that's gonna lead us to House of M. And then I hope she gets beat in House of M the same way she got beat in the comics.
Interesting.
Because in the comics, the way they beat her in House of M is literally, like they all pretty much kind of gang up on her, and then I think it's Hawkeye like punches her in the face and just knocks her the fuck out.
Literally it's fucking Hawkeye, right?
Like, it's so funny though, because like she's warping reality and like doing all this crazy magical shit, and then she just gets knocked the fuck out.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta have a crux somewhere,
right? Yeah. And like, also I hope they do eventually do Doctor Strange losing his magic, because if they do that, that shit would be fire as well. Like, that would be such a good like TV series. Like, if they do it, they have to do it like a TV series, because like it would be so good.
Wanda is pretty crazy. She literally said, like, in the comics, she was like, no more mutants, and then like she deleted every mutant and like from the face of reality.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be like that, dog. When you have that ability, when you have that power, it's like that, dude.
Yeah, it's she's really cool. She's a cool character.
And I mean, if I kept up with Marvel and I like actually enjoyed it as much as everyone else does, then like I would be into it. Oh my god, shut up.
Jesus Christ.
But no, if I enjoyed it as much as everybody else did, then I would be excited. But the problem is like I superheroes fell off for me. And I mean, it's not really even a personal thing or like I don't like this because of this. Like I just stopped caring. I think I finally watched the first Black Panther movie like 5 years after it came out.
Yeah.
And I just like, I can't keep up anymore. I have no drive to keep up with that shit anymore. Like I know Disney Plus has the chronological order of Marvel feature or whatever. So you can watch them all. But like, I don't care recently. And that's what's up. Like, that's cool. I like commend people who do. It's the same thing as the people who are like, oh, I've seen all director's cut versions of Lord of the Rings. Okay, I'm glad you sat there for fucking, you know, 27 hours and watched 3 movies. I'm happy for you.
Right. I can't do that. Like, I love Lord of the Rings, but I cannot sit there through like a 12-hour fucking movie.
Yeah, like I'm happy for you. Good job.
That's why I didn't watch the Zack Snyder Justice League.
Same.
Yeah, that shit was like, what, 3.5 hours, 4 hours?
I think it was four hours.
Like, this is basically the same exact fucking movie
with some extra shit added
in it.
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh my god, this redeemed it all. Like, it's so fucking good. You gotta watch it.
I was like, I just feel like I'm watching the same exact movie.
Yeah, like, I don't want to watch...
An hour extra...
Yeah, I don't want to watch that. Like, I don't want to watch an extra hour of the exact same movie. Like, I'm glad y'all enjoyed it, but, like, I watched it the first time.
I didn't even really enjoy the first one.
Right.
Right. I've never been a fan of the DCU.
Me neither.
Like, not the new one.
Anyway. Like, I'm not a fan of the cinematic version of DC. However, their animated universe
is really so good.
So their better, so much more. Fucking... It's like, way better than Marvel's. Everybody
was like super hyped up, like, "Oh my god, the Dark Knight trilogy is so good." Blah blah blah. I was like, "Heh, it was okay."
For the DC cinematic universe, like the Dark Knight trilogy was insane.
Yeah,
honestly. I enjoyed the '90s Batman's way more.
Right? No,
that's fair.
My favorite Batman will always be Michael Keaton.
Yes,
he is the best Batman.
Yes.
Because he plays Batman and he plays Bruce Wayne very well.
This is why I love you, Russell.
Like, George Clooney played an amazing Bruce Wayne.
Right.
He did not play a good Batman.
Yeah, same with Val Kilmer. He played an okay Batman, but a great Bruce Wayne.
So here's the question. He also
had fake titties.
Who is your favorite Joker?
Realistically,
freaking.
I'm gonna say this, and I don't care what anybody thinks. My favorite Joker is Mark Hamill.
Valid.
What's his freaking gosh darn name?
I liked Heath Ledger and Mark Hamill. Those are my two favorite. I think.
Are you talking about?
Jack Nicholson.
Are you trying to think of Jack Nicholson from
Batman Jack Forever? Nicholson was a good one.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. He's my favorite Joker.
Mine is Mark Hamill because when I think of the Joker, that is the voice that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he did so good too. The animated shows for Batman have never missed for me.
Yep.
Ever. Like, I think
also Zach Galifianakis.
Right. Right.
And Lego Batman.
He's funny as hell. Yeah. He's so funny. But like I think Mark Hamill is just so fucking iconic because in everything that isn't a movie or like I mean no, it's just a movie. Like just straight movies. Any Joker that isn't in a movie has literally been Mark Hamill.
Like it's been him and one other guy, I think.
Right.
The animated one.
You know his voice, and that's exactly. The thing is you know that voice, and so I do have to give it to like the cinematic universe. Heath Ledger did an amazing job for what his job was.
It literally killed him.
Yeah, no, and honestly,
Same with Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix did an excellent job. When also, it came to like the Joker specific movie, like he did amazing.
On the topic of Mark Hamill, he did fantastic as Cockknocker.
What the hell is that?
From Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah. Fantastic villain. Fantastic.
Oh my god, yes. Yes. It's from Chronic and Blunt Man.
Yep.
I do not want to be on this podcast anymore.
Have you never seen Jay and Silent Bob?
Are you kidding me? Of course I've seen Jay and Silent Bob. What the fuck is
Do you remember Cockknocker?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Big-ass fist.
Yes, yeah. I know exactly what you're trying to talk about. Shut up. Stop this.
Oh, such a...
Stop this madness.
Iconic.
Iconic Mark Hamill.
Iconic.
Iconic. But, just fantastic villain.
But yeah, like I said, favorite Batman will always be Michael Keaton. Like, no Thank one will do the better job than... No one will do a better job than he did.
So, how do y'all feel about Robert... being Batman.
I have high hopes.
When I first found out he was going to be Batman, I was like, this is going to be stupid.
Same.
But then I saw the trailer and I was like, okay.
I did the same thing. I was like, you're going to tell me he's going to come out and sparkle and beat the villain sparkling? Get the fuck out of here with that.
Then I watched the trailer. I was like, this actually looks really good.
Yeah, I watched the trailer too and I was like, okay, hang on. Robert Pattinson got hands.
Yeah.
I was like, hold up, like, Robert Pattinson got some hands, bro. Hold up.
I was like, they actually made him look good in the movie too, as Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yep. So I have high hopes for that movie.
I do too. I hope it's good. But before we start rambling on for too long, we're gonna go ahead and wrap, guys. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. I don't know if we've gotten any new reviews. And remember, there is going to be a question. If you're on Spotify, you can scroll up and answer the question. We don't have any answers yet, so I don't know if any of our audience listens to us on Spotify. But again, remember, there is a question at the top that you guys can answer, and we'll read the answers and stuff at the end of the podcast.
Also, one thing I forgot to mention, League of Legends related. So something new that Riot Games implemented into the North America about two weeks ago or so, maybe.
Yeah.
But they added a new thing called Champions Queue.
Oh yeah,
which is basically, it's like a super server type thing like China has where all the best players play on.
Okay.
And so it's basically, if you're a pro player, academy player, or I think it's like top 16 amateur team player, you can play on the super server.
That's dope.
And so it's basically just all like pros and stuff, and you just play and like, you
constantly queuing scrims.
Yeah,
it's like constantly you are always playing at the level you need to be playing at.
Yeah, basically. That's so cool. So you like get in a queue or whatever, and then like a admin for like the server invites you and like the other players that have been waiting. And you all like hop in Discord together, and so they'll all be voice comms while you're playing. So
that's fucking amazing.
It makes that's it dope. Like a little more
challenging, like, and well, actually,
a little more competitive. Like,
yeah,
you can actually talk to your team and not and like in solo queue.
This I think also will help NA like grow as a region to get stronger.
Yeah, so like everybody so far that's been playing on it, like the pro players and everything, and like, even some like former pro players are allowed to play on it. They have had nothing but good things to say. They're like, this is the most fun I've had playing League in like a long time. And
is it removes the toxicity?
Right? Yeah.
You are all playing for glory at that point.
And so
it get rid of trolls and people throwing games and shit like that.
Yeah. And so like in ranked solo queue, you get LP. for like wins and losses. So they also kind of do this. They do the same thing for this. So they have a rank ladder online that you can look up. But for a win, you get, it's like flat LP for like a win or loss. You, if you win, you get 10. If you lose, you lose 5. So no matter what, it's 5 and 10. Instead of like solo queue or like,
yeah, where it's just where it's like,
it's like or whatever. Like you could get like plus 15 and then you lose a game and you lose fucking 20. So it's pretty cool.
I like that.
I forgot to mention that earlier, so I just wanted to add that real quick.
All right. Okay. But I think that's going to be it for us here at Select Start for all you beautiful listeners. I'm glad you guys stick around and listen to us.
Thank you guys for stopping by here at Select Start out there in Radio Land. Hope you guys have a beautiful night from all of us here at KTTV. We wish you
Anyways, guys, thank you.
Happy Wednesday, and
thank you so much for listening.
Come back around.
He's just going to keep talking.
Anyways, bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Bye.